Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Yes, me. I'm back, sort of. I'm winding my way back, let's just say. Thanks to Kevin Cerrito for filling in for a couple of days. I'm winding my way back to Memphis, and I'm winding my way back from COVID. It is amazing. I just never thought I would be felled by COVID again. It had this definite throwback quality. But sure enough, I was. I even got adept at taking the test this time. Normally, I said, I'll get Claire to help me with it. So I would urge any of you, if you find yourself curled up in a ball, shivering with chills, etc., it's not gone. It seems to be making a little bit of a comeback. So there you go. But anyway, I'm back. I really do appreciate Kevin filling in. Because I'm on the road, and because we have such a distinguished guest list today, here's how it's going to work. I'll be on for the first hour. We'll talk to John Martin coming up in the next segment. But then we got Chris Harrington and Sam Hardiman after that. And I think I'll let Jeffrey talk to them. The first thing you'll have heard from Sam, he took a couple weeks off himself from radio, well-deserved. Sam is gracious enough to pop on with us every Wednesday. But he's been doing a lot of the heavy lifting at the Daily Memphian on the story that is certainly dominating the news in Memphis and dominating our coming reality with the National Guard coming to the city. And so we will talk to Sam about that, all the things he's learned, how this may evolve. I know he talked to Governor Bill Lee for a story that appeared in the Daily Memphian, and so we'll do that. Sam Hardiman will join the show in the second hour. So that's the lineup. We got John Martin, and then we have Chris Harrington, and then we have Sam Hardiman. We do have to start with some hard news here for those of us in the studio. Because Jason Smith posted that his father, Les Smith, has passed away at the age of 75. And I don't know how much Jason has talked about this. It's been a hard time on the family. Les coming back to Memphis for medical care. And as it often is in these things, there are moments of hope, and then there are moments of despair, and then there's moments of hope again. Ultimately, Les Smith has succumbed. Les was a notable Memphian in his own right. I was just reading and watching some of Les's work over the years. And he was a real news person of, import and significance here in the city. Dogged but human all at once. I think like the best reporters do. They understand the importance of the who, what, where, why, when, all of that. But Les was the kind of person who really did like telling and excel at telling human stories, and did it for years on Fox 13. And it's no surprise, I don't think, that Jason is the storyteller and journalist he is. You see it both in the way that he conducts his show with John, in his the way that he strives to be fair, but also, I mean, you hear it whenever Jason talks about stories of significance or talks about his own family, the humanity that underlies all of it. And that's very clearly a reflection of his father. I don't think Jason at one point thought he'd necessarily go into the news business, but the legacy of the Smith family, Les Smith has his own legacy, and then his legacy is being continued through his son Jason, now on the airwaves in Memphis. It's hard to lose a parent. I've lost two at this point. Of course, I was lucky because I had my dad till he was 99, and I had my mom till she was 97. But I think of them literally every day, usually with joy and gratitude. My Jewish friends have a saying when someone dies, and it is, may his memory be a blessing, or may her memory be a blessing. And I love that expression, because in the end, you miss the people who have passed incredibly. I think that's natural and inevitable. But it's a real gift when you realize that their memory is itself a blessing. And every time I think of my parents, that's what I think about, that the memory of the ways they shaped my life are a continuing blessing to me. And I feel like they're with me all the time. And so I mourn with Jason for the loss of his dad. But I'm glad he had the dad he had. And I'm glad the city was able to share I'm grateful that the city was able to share in Les Smith and his gifts. Jeffrey, not the perfect way to start a show, but obviously we feel for our colleague.
Absolutely. I co-sign everything you said. You're better with words.
I don't know. You just, there you go. Also, we did have the news that Robert Redford died yesterday. I don't know when that happened, Jeffrey. Did it come out while you were on the air?
Yeah, it came out right before we went to air yesterday.
Yeah. So when you think of Robert Redford films, what immediately pops to mind for you?
I think it's still All the President's Men and The Natural.
It's funny, the Vanity Fair, I think, did an op-ed on Redford, and that's not one of the I mentioned eight films. And The Sting, The Way We Were, Out of Africa, Ordinary People, is that the other one, Jeremiah Johnson, and they didn't even mention The Natural. Think of The Natural, I think of All the President's Men. I think for me, the one that immediately leaps to mind is Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Did you ever see it? Have you ever seen it?
You know, it's funny because Chris gave us an impromptu top five yesterday, and I think I'd only seen one of the five.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and listen. You can listen, by the way, to the show anytime on podcasts. People occasionally ask me, do you ever want to have a podcast? Like, we do. We do.
Can confirm. I do it every day after the show.
We have a live radio show, and we also have a podcast. All right. It's also, by the way, Patrick Mahomes' birthday today, 30th birthday. And so I see people comparing where he was with where Brady was at 30, and he's way ahead of Brady, right? He's way ahead of Brady in yards and touchdowns and all kinds of things. Rings, same, I think.
Yeah, because Brady didn't, you know, so Brady wins 3 out of 4 pretty quickly. I think within, what, years 2 to 4?
Well, they said that, the piece I was reading today said that Brady at 30 was 3 for 3. And it's the Jordan perfect thing, you know, that
he did not lose until 07, which I can't recall who might have beaten
No. Who could he possibly have lost to?
Yeah.
So,
oh, wait, that team was undefeated. No way.
Yeah, incredible. And Mahomes, of course, is not. You know, well, he's lost in the Super Bowl twice. But he's got 3 rings, right? They each have 3 rings, but one with some losses as
yeah,
well.
And I would also point out Brady's first 5 Super Bowls, he was 3-2 as well.
He was 3-2 as well, right. Not at 30, though.
Correct.
At 30, he hadn't become that. And then Brady obviously had the thing that separates Brady from everybody is the end of his career, right?
Yeah, you can make the argument like Brady has like 3 kind of careers and all 3 of them are close to Hall of Fame. Like the first stint with the Patriots, the second stint with the Patriots, and then like even though it was like a short brief time with the Bucs, like he still won a Super Bowl.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah, and again, we'll talk with Sam about the coming of the National Guard. I haven't, because I've been away and because I've been felled, I haven't really talked about it or weighed in on it particularly. Certainly, I haven't written anything about it yet. I did see, and let's be honest, if you were going to say what is the most efficient way to help Memphis continue to bring down its crime numbers, this is not it. No one would say it's it. This was a president who was looking for a city rather than a city that was looking for assistance and was certainly looking for the National Guard. Memphis is a prop in this effort, and it doesn't mean it has to be a disaster. But let's be honest, this is not This is not anything that the city asked for, or if you were asking people in Memphis what they need, even law enforcement people in Memphis, what they need, they would not say a police force of people, a force of people who can't necessarily make arrests or whatever. They would like more money for cops, more money for jail, more money for poverty, more money for, like, there's all kinds of things that Memphis needs, and one of them is not the national guard. I have seen, I saw a fairly hilarious a comic, and I'm sorry, I don't know his name. Someone sent me a clip of a guy who was pointing out that, 30 years from now, this is about someone who would be recollecting their, so granddaddy, tell me about the time you served in your stint in Memphis. It was, well, we were hunkered down in Cooper Young, subsisting on nothing but Jack Purtle's chicken, the dysentery, the, you know, reflecting on their, on reflecting on their very difficult stint there in Memphis. So we'll see how it plays out. But obviously, when I get back, I'll say more and I'll write more. But it's clearly been the story that has eaten the city, and we hope it goes as well as possible. In terms of football, Jeffrey, who did you play for the Fight Song Roundup?
Jeff, we played Memphis.
Okay, let's go through it one by one. Memphis fitting, right? Hey, when Memphis wins, we do that, right? We play Memphis.
Yep.
And are you persuaded by the defense? Obviously, it was a hellacious defensive performance, right? It was compelling.
No. Kilcrease was god-awful. Like that, I don't understand how that kid is like on scholarship.
God-awful.
I mean, Jeff, he was throwing passes that weren't even...
Yeah.
Like, it's not just like, oh, those are misses. Like, they were not literally catchable.
I actually saw over the weekend... two of the more atrocious quarterbacking performances I've ever seen that I, you know, of games that I watched beginning to end.
Yeah.
And one was that, and the other was Justin Fields.
Yeah, he
did
was,
watch,
he was, yeah.
Did you watch
any
of that game?
Oh, yeah, no, we, because, you know, we had, I mean, Aaliyah loves her Bills.
Right.
I mean, I mean, say this, it was, I guess my takeaway from that game wasn't necessarily like, Fields was terrible, but like that, it also shows me like Fields is like the ultimate momentum quarterback. Like when he's feeling it, he'll like rise to the occasion, but like when it goes south on him, he doesn't have the ability to kind of bring
he
it back.
Just well, and partly I make the analogy because after the Ravens gashed the Bills in week one, you're like, what's the Bills defense like, right? And after the first half against Georgia State, you're like, oh my God, what's the Tigers defense like, right? Like, is this here we go again? Is this going to hold up? And so then for both of those teams, you had what looks like get right, whatever, impressive, encouraging defensive numbers, right? Certainly for the Bills versus the Jets and absolutely for the Tigers against Troy. The game, does that mean that Memphis is going to be able to do that or anything close to that or any even slow down Arkansas? It doesn't mean they can't, but it doesn't. Those things, what happened Saturday does not prove
correct
that Memphis is able to handle Arkansas.
Right. I want to be clear. I'm not saying that they can't
they're
make
not
plays on Saturday, but if you think that Saturday is something that is going to translate to this coming Saturday, I got a rude awakening for you on Saturday morning.
All right, let me guess the others. You played Georgia.
We did play Georgia, yes.
You had to play Georgia. Let's talk about Max Gilbert for a minute. How's he feel?
So, I think his coach kind of iced him.
His coach iced him.
Now, and the team, like, you know, they had the false start, whatnot, but it's like, it took like compare that to the Clemson kick or to the Georgia Tech kick. Like guys just kind of like running out there, doesn't have time to think about it. Boom, hits a bomb, longest kick of his career, hits it like halfway up the net. Whereas Max is sitting there having to like just think about it for 2.5 minutes without Georgia really calling a timeout.
Well, he obviously did no favors. I mean, that's a crushing loss for Tennessee.
I also want to give Max this, I think, an under-discussed part of it, and I get it, we're all process-related, like, what's the end result? Sure.
Yeah.
The fact that that left side of the offensive line, or whatever, the kick protection, got just absolutely, like, bulldozed, I do think that forced him to, like, push the kick, because otherwise I think it was going to get blocked.
Gut-wrenching loss for Tennessee, right? Absolutely devastating loss for Tennessee. I just, it reaffirms what I believe about sports, which is that sports is pain. It just is in the end. And then I'm watching it, and, you know, you're deeply aware. Here's a Memphis kid, you know, goes to Lausanne. I actually, you know, his mother's a Facebook friend of mine. I know her a little bit. Lovely woman. Like, it's a great, lovely family. Like, really. And then you're watching him, and all the commentary is never kicked, like, never attempted a game-winning or game-tying kick. I just don't know how you prepare for that. I will say I expected him to miss. You just see all of those people, and how do you not, as a kicker who has literally never done this before, how are you not aware that everyone in that stadium's happiness depends on your kick? I think the pressure is crazy. And then, yeah, and so then they line up to the whatever, and then you get that they run the play, and that pushes it back another 5 yards, and line, and I felt sick for him. And for all the things you've said, which is his coach has iced him, and the protection might have for none of that matters.
No, I mean, it's like in the end,
and he came back and kicked it again. This, I mean, hopefully Max Gilbert will get a chance to hit a kick that means as much in victory as this one did in defeat, right? That's what you hope for him. That or whatever, that this becomes inconsequential. Maybe the team goes on to win the national championship or whatever, and so it just fades in significance. But what you really would like would him to be able to be in a position to hit a kick that is as meaningful to the good as this one was to the ill. Do you think he will, though? Like, will he in the course of his career?
Probably. I mean, is it going to be like a true buzzer beater? And I know they kicked it on third down, and like,
it doesn't have to be. If it's against Alabama in the fourth quarter and they're tied at 17 and he hits a 49 yarder, it doesn't have to be a buzzer beater, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the odds are he's going to have another pressure kick that could be a redemption arc.
God. That was tough. Okay. You play.
I believe the deep snapper's from ECS. So I figured everyone was just going to blame the city of Memphis for the special teams battery.
Yeah. Well, we're exacting our revenge on the state taking it out on us. You know, literally sending in occupying.
Play us in basketball.
Play us in basketball. You played the Miami fight song.
We did not.
You did not.
Nope.
Did you blow up South Florida?
Nope.
Neither one merited. The song was not. Neither one.
No, nope, because
you played Texas A&M.
We did play Texas A&M, but I'll say this about Miami: it's a time rich tradition of game gets delayed by weather and everyone forgets about it.
Yeah, it was a butt whipping.
Oh, yeah, no, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Did you, by the way? I felt like that I was richer at the end of the weekend.
Yeah, you went 5-3. You've now officially doubled your money. You're welcome.
And I'm sure you played the Vandy fight song.
We did, of course.
And of all the, like, sneaky, impressive things that happened over the weekend, was that – that's pretty high on the list.
I mean, I feel bad that Beamer's going to get the get-out-of-jail-free card. Because Sellers gets hurt, and right. But they were getting beat no matter what. They couldn't stop them.
So how good is Vandy?
Vandy is very good. I worry about Vandy with their depth and the... So they've got... they have Georgia State, a revenge game on Saturday, and then they have Utah State, and then they have like five games in a row that are like Bama, Auburn, Texas, Missouri, LSU. Like they have a stretch where...
Let me ask you, though. So for Vandy, is it okay to go 2-3 during that stretch, though? Like, isn't that success?
I mean, if Vandy goes 8-4 against that, if Vandy goes 8-4 against that schedule, they are a very good team. Like, my overreaction on Monday was if Vanderbilt had Missouri's schedule, they'd be a playoff team.
Wow.
So they have Georgia State this week. They have Utah State the following week. Okay. Diego's going to ride into Tuscaloosa on October the 4th and
that's
shock the world. Bye week. They host LSU. They host Missouri. They go to Texas, and then they get Auburn. And then they have a bye week, Kentucky,
and
Tennessee.
Can they go 3-2 against that, against the buff that is Arch Manning?
If you gave me 2-3 right now, I think I'd sign up for it in blood.
Oh, I think you would take 2-3.
Like I'm just hoping it's not 0-5.
Did you play Ole Miss fights on?
We did.
All right. And so this weekend did you play Tulane? You didn't play Tulane.
We did not. We played Memphis, Georgia, A&M, Ole Miss, Vandy, and then we blew up Clemson.
Okay. That seems right. What do you make of Tulane Ole Miss?
Pretty big trap spot for the Rebels.
And isn't Tulane good enough that it's hard to even... I would be stunned if they didn't take them seriously.
Yeah, I mean, the other problem is you're probably starting your backup quarterback again, and he was phenomenal on Saturday.
Phenomenal.
But I also think I'd rather play Arkansas's defense than play Tulane's.
He was phenomenal. That was a revelation to me, among the other things that we saw over the weekend. All right, and then I did. You blew up Clemson, played Clemson terrible. And by the way, you, congratulations, tip of the hat. You were on the Clemson's not.
Mm-hmm, but I Clemson's did bet on him on Saturday. I thought 3 points was, but I didn't. I also didn't have in my models Clay Kubnik just like handing the ball inside his own 30 and then throwing a pick to a defensive end inside the deep red zone.
The larger issue, which is that you knew that you suspected would not be the juggernaut that I mean, hell, people are picking Clemson in the national championship.
Yeah,
and you called that early. And then, of course, we had the firings. We had UCLA and Virginia Tech already.
Some would call those mercy killings.
Mercy killings. Which job? You're offering them both. Which one do you want?
Neither.
Yeah, that's not the question.
I mean, what complicates it to me is I think in the short term, I'd rather have Virginia Tech. But I think Virginia Tech has so many questions, like, where are they going to be in 5 years? Like, are they going to be able to get this NIL thing? Like, UCLA apparently is just taking their Big Ten money and trying to pay down, like, school debt.
Yeah, I think I would take the Virginia Tech job because I don't really, as a football coach, I don't really care where the university is going to be in 5 years. I'm going to go there, and I'm going to win. And then in 3 years,
they spend
I'm
the 11th most in the ACC.
But can't they be persuaded? Isn't that fan base more persuadable?
I don't think
UCLA
so.
Fan base to keep up with the Big Ten?
No, because if I'm at UCLA, I just have to go convince one person to hand me money. There's
nobody cares.
There's nobody like that, though. But at least I have the option. There's nobody at Virginia Tech that like, there's no one. They don't have someone to do that.
Oh, man. Those are tough jobs. Okay. I did write a piece. I actually wrote it last week before I was dealt with COVID because I knew the game was coming about Memphis and Arkansas and about how this very well could be and likely probably not the last Memphis will host an SEC team
at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. We have a home and home with Mississippi State that's on the books, but whether it'll be played or not, we don't know. But let's assume that one will be, right? Still, you now have a situation where if this is not the last SEC team that will come here to play Memphis, it's certainly winding down. It is a tradition that is certainly winding down. You could see if Memphis ever does, for example, get into the Big 12, right, then, then maybe. Obviously, the schedule, broadly speaking, would pick up, but you might actually be able to pick up some SEC games then as well, because they're supposed to play nine conference games, but then one additional game against a power opponent, and so Memphis could qualify as that. But what really struck me doing the research was how rich the history of playing SEC teams in Memphis has been. And most of this, the heyday, was before I got here in 96, but not really. Like, even then, for the next 5 years, basically for a 25-year period that went up through 2000, they played 95 games against SEC teams. That's basically four SEC teams a year. And it didn't include Florida State. A lot of games against Florida State in there. It didn't include USC, and it didn't include, there were games they played Michigan, and they played Michigan State, and there were others in addition to the SEC. But just in terms of SEC opponents, they would play four of them a year. And you look at what happened, it was obviously, quote-unquote, a different time. And by the way, they didn't win most of those games, but they did. They got their pound of flesh. There were notable wins against all the teams they played. They beat Ole Miss at one point. But Jarvis pointed out to me they beat Ole Miss when he was there three straight times. But then really, looking back at it, the thing that ended it all or changed it all was the NCAA versus Oklahoma Board of Regents. That was the case in 1985 when the Supreme Court said that conferences could sell their own TV rights, could bundle their TV rights and sell their TV rights, that individual schools like Notre Dame could sell their TV rights. And so even though there were conferences with deep traditions, there were great conferences and there were lesser conferences, there was no defined power conference. That thing did not exist because, honestly, they didn't have their own TV networks, right? So the SEC had a rich tradition of playing college football, but they weren't that much richer than, if you just look at the athletic budget for the University of Memphis and for Ole Miss back in even as late as 2000, not that dramatically different. But then the conferences make their own TV deals. The money comes pouring in the way it does. The gap grows larger and larger and larger. The shots are now called not by, like once upon a time, if Memphis was playing a series against Ole Miss or Mississippi State or Alabama or anyone else, it was athletic director to athletic director. You made your football schedule. You're an athletic director. That's what you did. And you did it with an eye towards date. Like, that's what you did it towards. And all of a sudden now, not all of a sudden, but over the years, it's TV networks making the matchups. It's conferences making the matchups. And then coaches scheduled a couple wins. And so the world has changed dramatically. You tell me, in the next 10 years, okay, after this game is played, how many SEC teams will come to Memphis to play? How many SEC games will there be at Memphis?
I'm going to say two.
You're going to assume Mississippi State?
Yep.
And then give them one more that we can't?
Yeah. I also think in the next 10 years, though, I think, there's nothing new under the sun. And to your point that it used to be you considered gate for, I do think there's the reality that as it's going to get harder and harder for everyone to get people inside the building. Like, they're going to have to, I think they're going to have to start playing more regional games in the hopes that people will show up.
My question is, what is the, and it's not whatever, is it doom or gloom? What is the way that this can just be a low ebb and they're going to come back? Is that it? Is it because regional games matter more?
You get into a power conference, and all these other conferences are still going to require you to play one team out of conference. So, you know, if you can get a regional team, and that counts, I think they'll do it.
I think that's not there's any shortage of reasons, but it's another reason why it has to be such a high priority for Memphis to get into a conference other than the way that they are currently. And all right, we'll take a break. We'll talk to John Martin in a moment, a little bit about the NFL and about all of this. Again, we're mourning the loss of Les Smith, Jason's dad, today. News that he has died in the last 24 hours. Legendary news guy in Memphis with a rich legacy, both his own work and then through his son Jason's work as well. I will tell you, if you're looking for a place to eat this weekend, Ragin' Cajun is it's the Cajun place in Bartlett that Claire and I stumbled upon, and it's just great, honestly. It's a neighborhood place. Mason Jambon is the owner. He was involved in Bounty on Broad, the restaurant that I talked about for a long time. And he just decided, you know what, Memphis needs a neighborhood New Orleans-style restaurant with great outside seating, with cold beer, with po' boys, and all the Cajun food that you love. So we got the sausage and cheese plate, which was absolutely magnificent. And we got the crawfish queso. It was like queso, but with crawfish. Was delicious. We both got po' boys. We got the Who Dat catfish, which was absolutely delicious. And then the best bread pudding I've ever had, honestly. So it's right there at 2740 Bartlett Road. It took me about 7 minutes from East Memphis to get there. There's easy parking, whatever. Great outside seating. It's a fun place to eat delicious Cajun food. Again, it is Ragin' Cajun. If you want to check out the menu, you can go to Cajun901.com. Back in a moment with John Martin. We'll do that next. Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's going to be quarter zip weather. And you know, the nice thing is, I was thinking about this, Jeffrey, you got Memphis playing Arkansas this Saturday. And so whether you are a Memphis fan and you want to be wearing a Peter Millar quarter zip or hoodie or shirt in Memphis color, or whether you're an Arkansas fan and want to be wearing a Peter Millar quarter zip or hoodie or shirt in Arkansas colors, You can get it done in Oak Hall. Indeed, I would recommend you should, or a new pair of slacks to go with whatever you're wearing up top. They have the it's always one of the fun things. I love going to the Oak Hall on Saturdays in the fall generally. Get yourself ready for a football weekend. But now they have these the collegiate series with whether it's Ole Miss or Alabama, or Tennessee or Memphis. They've got, again, a full line of quarter zips and hoodies and shirts from Peter Millar in those colors, plus everything else you need to look your best this fall. Maybe you need a sport coat for a fall wedding. I do. Another reason to get in to see your friends at Oak Hall. The clothes, stunning, beautiful, fantastic, have changed my life. But honestly, the secret sauce is the people you walk on in there, and they've been there for most of those folks have been there for decades. The level, it's not even helpful. It's their level of expertise combined with warmth and helpfulness is why Oak Hall is the legendary store it is. So find some time this week to get in and see our friends at Oak Hall. Joined now by John Martin, Jason and John, every single day from 11 to 2. No Jason today for obvious reasons. His father, Les, has passed away. And John, we want to pass our condolences to Jason, certainly, but to you and that whole show.
Well, you know, I obviously Les was really supportive of the show. You know, we had him. We had him
for a while. He did Picks for a while, didn't he? One season.
Bets from Belize, baby.
Bets from Belize.
Les was an originator. I mean, he was doing gambling picks before gambling was even legal in the United States. Because we started doing that in like 2016. I mean, it wasn't even legal in Tennessee until 2020. It wasn't even legal in the United States until 2018. So just another example of how much of a pioneer Les Smith was, no question about it. But, you know, on a serious note, you know, my heart is definitely heavy for Jason. I don't really know, you know, what kind of expectations they had for Les when he came back from Belize. I mean, I really didn't try to wear him out on it. You know, whatever he kind of wanted to tell me is just kind of what I ever asked about. But I just know that, I mean, I don't know. In fact, I can't imagine losing both parents in the span of 2 years like Jason has. And so I just, my heart is, you know, because I just kind of, I think there are losses that we have, you know, in our lives where you're just like never the same. You're just not. I mean, you do your best to, you know, move forward, and you do your best to keep pushing because we don't really have a choice. And you know, gravity doesn't stop, and the earth doesn't stop turning. But I just think fundamentally, you know, our brain chemistry just gets altered, and I think losing parents has to be probably you know, one of the tops. So my thoughts are definitely with Jason, and I told him, man, you know, take all the time you need. But I do think this. I do think one thing that helps in a time like this is him seeing and hearing just how many lives Les Smith touched in his day to day when he was in Memphis. I mean, it's just nonstop. It feels like of people who have Les Smith stories. I'm getting messages. It ain't my dad, you know, but I'm getting messages about, you know, Les Smith, and just, you know, the kind of person that he was. So I, I know obviously that it doesn't take the pain away, but I think it has to help knowing, you know, just how amazing a man your father was, that he impacted so many people in a time like this.
I think that's exactly right. Well, we appreciate it. Obviously, thinking about Jason, and wish the best for you as you're holding it down for this week. On to the world of sports. As you point out, the world keeps spinning here. Let's start with Memphis football. Can you quantify how big this win would be? What would this mean?
Can I quantify it? Yeah.
What would it mean?
It'll mean less than, you know, South Florida's win against Boise State meant at the time. It'll mean less than South Florida's win against Florida meant at the time.
It will mean less than that. Why will it mean less than Boise State?
Well, because they were both ranked, and Boise State would be the.
Here's the thing, though. South Florida had a bunch of shots at it. Memphis got one shot, right? And
it's not really that much of a shot, is my point. It's like,
just looking at where they're ranked. I think beating, certainly for Memphis, well, I'll just compare this. If Memphis could have beaten Boise State this week or could beat Arkansas this week, Memphis would prefer to beat Arkansas this week.
It's bigger.
It's also, it's the freaking SEC team from across the river.
I know, but you're not playing anymore.
And you get a chance, by the way, the last two SEC teams that came in here, Memphis beat them. And if you could add a third straight win over an SEC team as the SEC is hightailing it out of here, I think it would mean, and then beyond that, it would all of a sudden, listen, I think most people are handing the, you know, first it was South Florida, you're giving the non-power slot in the playoff too, and I think it's shifted now to, now it's Tulane. We'll see what happens when Tulane plays Ole Miss. Memphis really isn't being taken seriously, and maybe they shouldn't be. And let's put it this way. They're definitely an afterthought in that conversation, right? And if they beat Arkansas this week, particularly if on top of it Tulane loses to Ole Miss, they will no longer be an afterthought in that conversation. They will be in the thick of and maybe at the forefront of that conversation. Is that not true?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, they're only in the forefront of the conversation until they're not. And they're only not in the forefront of the conversation until they are. I mean, I would rather beat Tulane and South Florida than beat Arkansas.
I think that's very clearly true. But given that we don't know anything about this team, I think if this team could beat Arkansas, I kind of like their chances of beating South Florida and Tulane more than I otherwise would.
Sure, but I would also then say that, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean you can't beat those teams just because you can't beat Arkansas.
They beat Tulane last year.
I guess for you, you know, you wrote a great column, and we talked about it all day yesterday about how these opportunities just against the SEC are circling the drain here. But I don't know. Like, Memphis has beaten, you know, a ranked Ole Miss. Memphis has beaten, they beat Mississippi State 3 years ago. How big was that win? Does anybody still care about it? Not really. I mean, it was fun. It was dramatic. The Calvin Austin thing was dramatic. But
well, obviously, how do you follow this stuff up? I think I am not at all going to compare this to an Ole Miss win in seasons that turned out to be championship seasons, right? Because we knew at the time what they meant, and we thought those Ole Miss teams were pretty good, some of them, right? And you still beat them, and you beat an Ole Miss, a ranked Ole Miss. I'm not saying it's bigger than those games. I'm not saying it's bigger than beating Tennessee. I'm not putting this was one of the great Memphis wins in franchise in program history. But I do think, honestly, some of this is Ryan too. Like, Ryan needs this. Like, let's look at the flip side. If they get, you know, beat by 17 or by 12, right, by Arkansas, isn't it just a little bit? I mean, again, they can reclaim it by beating Tulane and by beating Tulane and USF. But if they just lose quietly, by persuasively to Arkansas, you're just going to be, yeah, that's what Ryan does, you know?
He wins meaningless games, and then he loses any game that anyone cares about.
Well, I would just say, regardless of result, I truly don't care what happens on Saturday for Memphis. Like, it's not – if they win, it's great. It'll be celebrated, and it should be celebrated, and it'll be a really fun moment. But if they lose, it doesn't ultimately change the calculus of the job for Ryan Silverfield, which was always make the AAC title game, right? That's what it is.
I think that's interesting. But I think to take that to I don't care is a little extreme.
I mean, it's not the central task.
It won't guarantee that he can do what he has to do, and a loss won't prevent him from doing what he has to do.
That's exactly right. So you asked me, your first question was quantify, and I've quantified it. I have just quantified it as though it was E equals MC squared. I have quantified it in ways you can't even comprehend.
It would be a nice win, and it would be an unfortunate loss, but it's fundamentally, ultimately meaningless to the task.
Let's fast forward. Let's say Memphis loses by 10 to Arkansas, right? We're not fast forwarding by 6 months. We're fast forwarding by 2 months.
Past the occupation. Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
No guarantee that it will even be over by then. But we fast forward by 2 months, and Memphis has lost a tight game to Arkansas, but they beat South Florida at home, and they beat Tulane at home, and they're going to the conference championship game. Let's say, these things are not correlated, but let's just hypothetically go through this. Let's say they get your triumphant win against Arkansas. Woohoo! But then they don't make the AAC championship games. They lose to Tulane in South Florida. I still don't give a damn about that Arkansas win. You can shove that Arkansas win up your ass. So the only thing that matters is if Memphis football makes the AAC championship game. Now, if you want to extrapolate and say that beating Arkansas therefore makes it more likely on merit that Memphis will be able to do it, sure. But it doesn't necessarily mean it. It doesn't guarantee it. So the only thing
It really does not guarantee it.
This is the biggest game of your life. Games.
Well, it is funny. I had to sign up for my Memphis credential this past week. I didn't do it the preseason like I typically do because I don't go to every game. But I checked the box. I said I'd like to go to the Arkansas game. I'd like to go to the Tulane game, and I'd like to go to the South Florida game. Like there are games that are all big games. But you're exactly right in terms of the task for the season. But there will be jubilation, John, which I think is the part that not from you, very clearly. You were going to be just, you're never going to even crack a smile if they beat Arkansas.
I'll celebrate it like everybody else, but again,
it could be the University of Tennessee coming this Saturday, and they could beat them by 40, and you're like, I don't care, it's meaningless. Bring on
First of all, Tennessee and Arkansas are not in the same weight class.
From your point, it's the same thing. It would be meaningless
Beating a ranked Tennessee team that's going to the playoff.
But it doesn't. It's meaningless because it doesn't get you to. Doesn't have any bearing on the title.
First of all, Arkansas is – Sam Pittman's going to get fired. I mean, Sam Pittman is I mean, Arkansas is like a middle of the pack, maybe bottom tier SEC team. SEC teams are not created equally.
All right, fine.
Arkansas is bringing the best quarterback to come into the Liberty Bowl since Eli.
Since the very same quarterback came to the Liberty Bowl. John, you saw Talen Green, didn't you?
Right. Now, I think what Silverfield is trying to tell you is that this ain't the same Talen Green, brother. This is a different Talen Green.
He was hurt last year, and he's healthy right now, and he is balling.
No, he's leading the SEC in passing touchdowns. He's like fourth in passing yards. He's an absolute dog. He was a dog when they played.
Hold on. I want to get Jeffrey's thought on this. Jeffrey, so I think it's an important game for morale and to signal that you're part of the conversation and to send the SEC off with the tail between their legs. John thinks it's an utterly meaningless game that might as well be Ball State. Which do you subscribe to?
So I'm closer to you. John, would you feel differently if the Arkansas receiver doesn't fumble with a minute left and Arkansas goes on and scores?
I mean, it'd be undefeated versus undefeated, and Arkansas is probably ranked. So yeah. I do think it would be a little – it would have a little bit more juice, yes.
I'm telling you, Arkansas power ranks a lot more than Boise. Like, the problem is – when you look at their schedule, it's like, I don't know if like it's what kind of resume line it's going to be. But like right now, Arkansas is sitting there at like 25th in SP Plus.
Right. By the way, the place where I really departed from John is he said this would be less meaningful than Boise. That's nonsense.
No, because Boise is right, though.
Like the fact that USF played in that spot, it's ranked Boise. That's the playoff team. Even though I think Arkansas would smoke Boise, like I get what he's saying. Like, that's the problem with the sport, is it's a perception thing.
And they're competing for the same spot, right? So now South Florida has that head-to-head over Boise State because they're going for that highest-ranked group of five. You know, it's not group of five, but highest-ranked, you know, fifth-highest-ranked conference champion.
We never even know what to call these people anymore. John, what do you think of your Raiders?
Oh, I think they're bad. I think they're really bad. I think they're a bottom six team, probably. They'll be picking where they picked last year in the NFL draft. I mean, Geno, man, I don't know what happened. He's got four picks leading the NFL. Some of those interceptions were just straight-up bad throws. Genty, they don't know what to do with. The offensive line stinks. Defense is fine, but, you know,
whether you were a Bears fan, a Giants fan, a Raiders fan, am I missing anyone else? Who's George? What's he?
George's a Jets fan.
Jets. Oh my God! Everyone, right down the line.
Oh, and, yeah. We got some real dog crap football teams.
Who's Gabe like?
I guess he was a Rams fan, but now I presume
he's not. He just hates the world. He hates the NFL.
He should be a Rams fan.
Dog teams and the Bills. My God.
He should go back to being a Rams fan.
You can't do that when they screwed your city. You can be a Raiders fan no matter where they go because your Raiders fandom was never connected with their location.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.